stay tuned for Nightline Africa, coming up right after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. U.S. warplane flies over South Korea. A long-range U.S. military bomber flew over South Korea today in an apparent response to North Korea over its latest nuclear weapons test. The B-52 bomber and two fighter planes from the U.S. and South Korea flew over Osan Air Base, located 72 kilometers south of the border that separates the two Koreas. Lieutenant General Terrence O'Shaughnessy is deputy commander of U.S. South Korean Command.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
Today's flight of the B-52 came hours after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un defended last Wednesday's test of an alleged hydrogen bomb. North Korea's actions angered traditional ally China and set off a firestorm of criticism in capitals across much of the world. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with legendary Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before his capture for an interview posted on Rolling Stone magazine's website late Saturday, a day after Guzman was captured by Mexican authorities. Guzman proudly volunteers to Penn, quote, "I supply more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anybody else in the world. I have a fleet of submarines, airplanes, trucks, and boats." Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. "If there was not consumption, there would be no sales," Guzman says about his drug trafficking. "It is true that consumption day after day becomes bigger and bigger," he adds. This is VOA News.